Paul, what's the latest on Josh Morrissey and Dustin Byfuglien?
So Byfuglien and Kulikov are in. Morrissey's really close, but we're going to hold him out one more. We think we can get him as near 100% as a hockey player ever gets for the Philly game. So I have a high expectation. Kopp and Morrow skated this morning with really good results. So neither one of them is in, but they're moving in the right direction.
Keep Samaniku with Trouba then, or is that your
plan? We really liked his last game. I liked all of them. But the lefty there, because the two of them played together, and that was Sammy's best performance as a Jet, I felt he deserved to go back in. I was pleased with his game.
You think it was more comfort level, or did you see some other things in his game that had advanced?
The progression of speed, and it's not fair to relate this young man to Josh Morrissey, but in some ways when they came into the pro hockey, they came in the same way, very highly skilled offensive defenseman. And the thing that turned the corner for Josh that led to maybe him becoming a different kind of player, but was speed, right? The quickness, both very, very strong skaters, an awareness of how and when to use it, and then for Sammy, an awareness that you have to use more all the time. We saw him skate in a different way in the island, and that is the driver for all parts of his game.
Obviously, there's still competition up front among your 11th to 14th forwards. I mean, who has the leg, or why do those guys have the leg up currently that are in your lineup?
Aside from health?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you like specifically?
Specifically, I'd like you to talk a little bit about Mason's trip and then also why Lemieux is ahead of Patan.
Okay, Mason had an outstanding game, and then there is something to, and I'm not a huge believer in chemistry, but there's something to experience. The two of them have played together, and it seems like it. Right, just the rollout in the Rangers to the great chance for Roslovic. That timing was just right. All of the things that, and again, I don't want to compare these two, but if you take a look at what Mason did and what Kyle Connor did, they're almost identical situations here. Really big years in the American League. Camp was just okay, and then back down and come back with a different sense of pace to the game. He's driving that. We like the size, we like the hands, and we like the intensity that he's played at. And Brendan is a natural left winger, and that's why that hole goes in. And he's got a physical component to his games. The Islanders, big physical team. They got a veteran group, and St. Louis would be a version of them on our side. Older team, finish all their checks, real physical. So that's why that went.
Paul, just your thoughts on Jacob Trouba and his play and the extra minutes that he had to log in on the road trip.
Yeah, I've got about seven guys in the blue line that all want to play 28 minutes a night. And the injuries, while they're a challenge for our group, there's three or four guys with big smiles on the face because they can, right? Tyler Myers would be in that group as well. That's the best hockey he's played not in a long time. I mean it as a positive. He played exceptionally well when his minutes went up. Rhythm. Experience, you know, I find him, I thought Jake has always had excellent timing when to jump in, when to go to the net, and when not to. So when to apply some of his offensive abilities. I thought you saw that kind of in spades on this trip. He really managed the ice in front of him and didn't look like he was carrying a kid. He watched him, figured out what he was doing, and then just went and played. You're fine on your own. So I thought he did a good job. The two of them played well together.
The last time that you played the Blues, Patrick did something fairly special against this team. But in speaking with him just now, he's almost he sounds like a player that's almost taking more pride in the non-goal scoring stuff. Like he pointed out the fact that he feels like against the wall, he's getting those puck outs. He's not making the some poor decisions that maybe that we saw earlier. How does somebody like him twig to some of those plays? Is it hard work or is it system or what is it?
Some of it is just experience, right? So when you get the puck along the wall in the National Hockey League, that's a whole lot different than any other league he's ever been at. And when you have 7.5 more feet ice over on that one side, you're going to play that. So this is completely differently than you got to play it now when Bullmeister's coming down the wall or any of those defensemen come. It's a whole different world. So then in value to it. That puck gets turned over in the National Hockey League. It's going to your net that fast. His whole experience with it, it's not necessarily that dangerous a play, right? You turn it over, you got lots of room to keep him to the outside. Everybody's, you know, it's not as big a deal. So what he's learning now is all the value in the game outside of scoring goals. We will always value goal scoring with Patty first. he's a goal scorer, and forgive isn't the right word, but I'll take that talent over his ability to get the puck out all day long, which means we'll live with it sometime. But if we can get him to move to a positive place with all the other parts of the game, and it was start of the process of why he played on Adam Lazzari's line for a few games, because that's what that line does. That's what they focus on all the time. Those pucks have to get out every time because they're not going to get 10 on the power play. So an awareness of all the things other than scoring goals, he has an interest in it. In his last week of hockey, I agree with him. He's more physical. He's playing like a power forward. He's hanging on to pucks. He's playing defense. And he's still getting his shots.
Do you anticipate Niku's learning curve here, growing curve, as being similar to Morrissey's?
I don't think we're getting the same player at the end. The end result won't be the same player, but I'm hopeful that it's the same thing. So right until training camp of last year, there was some question about who Josh was going to become, because the things that he needed to learn were taking a while, right? How to employ his speed, his quickness, and then off he goes. It's a longer runway for defensemen. Like Josh could have played a year earlier, and Sammy can play now, but we've got to win hockey games, and eventually we wouldn't play him enough minutes for it to be good development time for him. We're hopeful. We are far more hopeful after seeing him play a few games that it's trending right. The guys that can skate like that and handle the puck like that, you're going to say there's enough offense there for him to be an NHL defenseman. If he can learn the other parts, then you can say he might be a great NHL defenseman.
And the offensive upside, maybe even higher than Josh's? Or?
I don't know the answer to that. There are different kinds of offense. Some guys are very prolific, and like Nick Lidstrom was an incredibly prolific offensive defenseman without any flash in his game. And then, so I'm going back, there are the Phil Housleys of the world that could shark through and dangle, and they're completely different guys, but equally effective. I don't know which one he becomes, and I just threw two big anchors on the poor kid before he developed. But we're pleased with where he's at. We're hopeful where he's going.